I'm Francesca, and welcome to episode 2 of What Happened to Russell Balling. This podcast is created to bring awareness to missing person cases and to highlight certain events. All information presented here is available to the public. Russell Balling was 18 years old when he went missing on the 2nd of March 2010 from West Ella, East Yorkshire. He was a student at Bishop Burton College in Beverley, where he was studying bricklaying. Many theories have been put forward regarding Russell's disappearance, with police summarising that he either killed himself or met with an accident, whereas his family maintains that a third party was involved. Despite repeated appeals from police for witnesses to come forwards, Balling's disappearance remains unsolved. Day of the disappearance. At approximately 8 a.m. on the 2nd of March 2010, Balling left his family home at West with intentions to attend college in Beverley that was 10 miles away. Hull Daily Mail has stated that it is not known whether Russell attended college that day. Russell's parents, Roger and Christine, noticed that he was dressed smarter than he usually would for the same occasion. Russell was wearing a Ben Sherman jacket, blue jeans, and his favourite training shoes. When Russell failed to return home on the evening of the 2nd of March, he was reported as missing to the police. Russell's car, a Renault Clio, was discovered 45 miles away at Bempton Cliffs, near to a former Royal Air Force bunker at Bempton on the east coast. According to Bridlington Free Press, Russell's car was noted by a RSPB, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, worker at 5 p.m. on the 2nd of March, and was still parked in the same location when the person returned for work the following morning. Russell's Renault Clio had a paid parking ticket in the window screen. The ticket was purchased at 11:30 a.m. on the previous day and was for a full day's parking. Bempton Cliffs is a coastal nature reserve and is home of a disused RAF radar station. In the 1970s, a satanic cult used the bunker for rituals and painted erotic artwork on the bunker walls. Initial investigation. The initial investigation saw the police search the former RAF bunker. However, they only checked for a living human. The first search of the RAF bunker was conducted by the Humberside Fire and Rescue Service. The search used heat-sensitive cameras and torches. Unfortunately, this would have been ineffective if Russell was already deceased inside of the bunker. Searches for Russell were also undertaken on land around the bunker at Bempton Cliffs. The cliffs are commonly known as a suicide hotspot. The Coast Guard helped search for Russell by air and sea. Police also carried out a search at the Balling family's holiday home in Ravenscar, North Yorkshire. One should note that according to the Hull Daily Mail, the family found Russell's best pair of training shoes at the holiday home 2 years after his disappearance. Russell's family are convinced that he was wearing those shoes on the day of his disappearance. The police believe that Russell had intended to kill himself and may have succeeded. During their searches, they uncovered a tape that Russell had recorded pretending to commit suicide. However, the family do not believe that Russell was suicidal at the time. They assert that the tape was 3 years old at the time of his disappearance. The tape was recorded when he was 15 years old and anxious about upcoming exams. Subsequent investigations. 2011. The days leading up to Russell's disappearance. After the initial searches turned up no further leads, police started to look into the days leading up to Russell's disappearance. The police started to focus upon Russell's movements 3 days prior to the 2nd of March 2010. It was discovered that Russell had left the family home on these days and returned without informing anyone of where he had been or what he had done. According to BBC News, it was later established via Russell Satnav that he had visited Bridlington in East Yorkshire, as well as the cities of Bradford and York. All these locations were within an hour and 10 minutes of his home. Police have not found any indication of why Russell visited these locations or what he did there. R.A.F. Bempton. In an interview with BBC News, Russell's father described how his son had been interested in the erotic and satanic artwork that had been left on R.A.F. Bempton's bunker walls by a cult in the 1970s. The artwork was created a substantial number of years after the closure of the bunker. According to Roger, Russell kept information of the drawings on a USB stick. The USB stick is noted as not matching that of his computer and those at his college. Despite several police searches, this USB stick has never been found. It is speculated by some that someone had given him this USB stick and that this person may be linked to Russell's disappearance. 2012. In December 2012, the H, S and RS attended the former RAF bunker as a training exercise. The Hull Daily Mail reported that the search in fact costed Russell's family £1,200 as the concrete of the bunker had to be opened up. It had previously been sealed after reports of illegal use. Russell's family was present during the briefing for the training exercise in December 2012. They also stayed for the full 3 hours that the HF and RS were inside of the bunker. The search was more detailed and thorough, though it turned up no further leads or evidence. Web visits. In 2012, the Hull Daily Mail reported that on the day of Russell's disappearance, he had logged onto an RAF Bempton website at 7:30 a.m. on the morning that he went missing. This same morning, he had also looked up a web page about Ravenscar, the same location that the family's holiday cottage was located. The family's holiday cottage was 27 miles away from Bempton Cliffs and 52 miles away from the Bowling family home. Subsequent events. On the 25th of June 2012, Russell's disappearance was featured as an appeal on the BBC programme Crime Watch. Russell's car. The family are reluctant to believe the police's theory that Russell committed suicide. Russell's family believe that there was a third party involved in his disappearance. At the time of Russell's disappearance, the family states that his car only had 3.8 litres of fuel in it. They state that it would have been possible for him to have reached the Bempton area without refuelling. After Russell's disappearance, his family recreated the journey he would have taken to Bempton. They determined that his car would have run out of fuel at Brandisburton, a place 20 miles away from Bempton. Russell's debit card was not used on the day of his disappearance and has not been used since. It was also thought that he had very little cash on him. This has led the family to claim that this evidence for a third party having travelled with Russell when he drove to Bempton. Influx of money. On the 28th of April 2012, The Telegraph published an article titled "Student was murdered for £300,000 windfall, family claim." Russell's family state in the article that he was about to be given £300,000 by his father so that he could start up a business. They claim that this sum of money could have been motive or a reason behind his disappearance. Some sources claim that this money was in the source of a house, though this remains unclear. It has been confirmed that Russell did not have this money at the time of his disappearance. Vulnerable. The Yorkshire Post published an article on the 4th of March 2010 titled "Mystery as Vulnerable Student Goes Missing at Bird Sanctuary." According to Russell's family, he had a speech and language disorder, which impacted his ability to be truthful when being asked if he was all right. The family stated that Russell always responded yes, even if he didn't feel that way inclined. In this article, the family argues that this disorder makes Russell vulnerable. Steel-capped boots. After Russell's disappearance, the family noticed that a pair of brown steel-capped boots were missing. In August and September 2010, human feet were found on the banks of the Humber estuary. The September find was a human foot encased in a brown steel-capped boot. However, after a subsequent investigation, the feet were found not to be Russell's. Conviction. Roger Bowling was convicted of possessing child pornography after police searched his home computer in relation to Russell's disappearance. Police found over 400 images on his computer of children posing erotically in underwear. There were also three pictures of extreme pornography depicting adults engaging in bestiality. Roger was made to sign the Sex Offenders Register. Criticism of police. The Bowling family have criticised the police for their initial investigation of the former RAF bunker, but failed to search for a deceased human within the bunker. Russell's family started court proceedings against the police. They argued that police were not thorough enough in the search for Russell. However, the case was ultimately thrown out, as the Bridlington Free Press notes, it was not up to courts to determine whether or not an investigation had been handled well. Russell Bowling is still missing to this day.